December 16th, we're going to see Jesus as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Revelation 5:5 says, "And one of the elders said to me, 'Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals.'" So we have this idea of this Lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, if you go back to Genesis 49, you see Jacob giving blessings to his son, and the oldest, Judah, is talked about as a lion who's got a scepter, who's going to rule. And so the connection is, from this tribe is going to come this ruler. And of course, that is Jesus. And he's also the root of David, which speaks to his kingship. And then what does the elder say to John in Revelation? That he's conquered. And therefore, he has the right to open the scroll and the seals. In other words, he has accomplished what he came to do. He conquered, he rules, he is the rightful king. And if you notice in verse 6, it says, "And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain." So you've got this imagery of Jesus as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who's also the lamb who was slain. Like a beautiful imagery. You have the lion who rules and the lamb who is sacrificed. Jesus is both of those things. And then they all sing a new song in beholding this lion who is also a lamb. Verse 9 says, "They sang a new song. 'Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priest to our God, and they shall reign on the earth.'" So here the song is, Jesus, the lion and the lamb, the one who conquered and was slain, the one who conquers because he was slain. "You're worthy to open the scroll. You are worthy to open these seals. You're the only one worthy because you were slain. Your blood has ransomed a people." And notice this people from every tribe, every language, every nation, that the gospel goes to all people. It's not just for us. It's not just for you. It's for all people everywhere. And this gospel makes all people from all places into a kingdom and priest to God, and they shall reign on the earth. Like, that's the gospel story. And that's what Christmas is about, that Jesus, that baby in a manger, he is both a lion and a lamb, and he has conquered. And because he's conquered, his blood has ransomed a people from all peoples. And those peoples are going to be a kingdom, and they're going to be priests, and they're going to reign on the earth forever. So just soak in how Jesus is the conquering lion, and he's also the slain lamb. He's both of those things because he ransomed you and he ransomed me. And guess what? The world needs to know the good news of Jesus. So today, as you're walking through this Christmas season, look for an opportunity to tell someone about the lamb who is also the lion, because that's who they need. They need a savior who is also their Lord.